You're listening to the Merry Podcast of MyMerryChristmas.com.
It's the Merry Little Podcast.
Hello, I'm Jeff Westover, head ghoul at the Merry Forums of MyMerryChristmas.com, the internet's longest ongoing celebration of Christmas, approaching our 26th year of Christmas together online, and this is the Merry Little Podcast, which is almost like our regular podcast, except it's half the fun. As we head into the season, some get a little ahead of themselves with the talk of Santa, shopping, and tree hunting. But we're sticklers for proper order, and to us, one of the best parts of the season is celebrating everything that comes with it along the way. That means celebrating Thanksgiving, and that means celebrating Halloween. The connection between these days and Christmas are significant, and we're going to address some of those connections right here on the Merry Little Podcast. Our interest right now is on Halloween and the true horror of the season, the very terrorists of Christmas. Christmas and monsters are not a new idea. In fact, most of these are really old, and you'll remember, of course, that one of the greatest stories of Christmas, A Christmas Carol, is really a ghost story. Dickens made monsters aplenty for Scrooge, and that could have been influenced by ancient stories like the one we're going to share with you here in this episode. We've had so many slasher films with reference to Krampus this past year, I think we've talked him to death, no pun intended. No, we'll look into the more obscure and perhaps unappreciated monsters of Christmas here and on an upcoming edition of the Merry Podcast, which will be available at MyMerryChristmas.com. We will explore the legendary figure today of Grýla, an ancient kind of witch from Iceland with a legendary reputation for preying on children, and she comes from what they call the Mountains of Christmas. According to Icelandic legend, Grýla is an ancient troll with hooves for feet and 13 tails. Perhaps her appearance issues have something to do with her perpetual bad mood, because she has an insatiable appetite for eating children, especially those who have been bad throughout the year. They evidently taste better. She seeks them out and snatches them in her sack and brings them back to her cave and boils them to make a human stew. While she is cursed with ugliness beyond measure, maybe she's been overcompensated in her senses as a reward, because she uses her big ugly ears to listen to children all over Iceland, and she can both smell them and see them from long distances. Of course, in Icelandic culture, there are songs about her. Here is a brief rendition of an old folk song about Grýla, and I'll share the translation with you after. Okay, here's what was just said in that song. I know Grýla, and I have her seen. She is so ugly and wicked, I ween. She is so ugly, three heads she bears, I vow, though none is smaller than a full-grown cow. None of them is smaller, men say that it so it be. All of them have eyes, and she sees with all three. All her cheeks are burning with corpse fire, the witch. Her cheeks are coal black, jaws agape like a bitch. Good grief. Let's remind ourselves here for a moment that this is a Christmas podcast. And we're back. This horror story, of course, gets worse. Grilla, you see, has a family. Grilla is on her third husband, the first two she murdered and devoured because they bored her. We're not sure what her third husband does that makes him Mr. Excitement to Grilla, but he survives and lives with her in a cave with their cat, who also has some rather demonic characteristics that we'll tell you about in a minute. Grilla's reputation was enhanced in the 16th century by the distasteful deeds of her own children. She has 13 devious sons, and all, evidently, would leave a bad taste in her mouth if she were to try to eat them. Sometimes, around Christmas, she'll head out with her sack and snatch kids right off the street and drag them to her cave, beating them through the bag if they put up a fight. Her boiling pot is waiting there for them as she plans to make a feast of them. But when she is too tired or too occupied with other things, the legend goes, especially in the 13 days preceding Christmas, one day for each of her evil sons, she will send out her boys, all 13 of them, known now as the Yule Lads, out to snatch the kids. These boys all have characteristics of their own that make them famous, and if you were a kid, the thought of each individually could be enough to give you the creeps. There's a guy by the name of Sheepcoat Clog, a fancier of sheep with a peg leg. We don't know what he does with the sheep or exactly how he got the peg leg, but the imagination runs wild with this sicko. There's Gully Gawk, who hides out in ditches or gullies and waits for an opportune moment to run into the cowshed and lick the foam off the milk in the milking buckets. If he does that in the barn, what would he do that in the house to a child? There's also another son, known as Stubby, who is, as his name suggests, really short. If your pie pan is missing, you can bet that Stubby has stolen it to eat whatever pie crust was left behind. He is a thief of the First Order and one of the chief kidnappers of the whole Twisted Brood. Another son is named Spoonlicker. Rumor has it his taste for children is nearly as well developed as his famous mother's, so much so that he likes to lick the spoons that she uses to stir her boiling pot. His brother likely has similar habits, and his name is Pot Scraper, for reasons you can only imagine. Another son is Bowl Licker. Licking, I guess, is big with these kids. This one hides under your bed and waits for you to absentmindedly put down your bowl so that he can steal it and, yes, lick it. Children in Iceland don't sleep a lot in December. Maybe it is the thought of these creeps, or perhaps because of another one of the Yule lads known as Door Slammer. This guy plans on slamming doors all night long, and he does so. Son number 8 is one that they call Skyr Gobbler. Skyr is kind of a yogurt, I guess, something of a treat, or at least to this gobbler it is. If there's any in your house, this guy comes in the night and he steals it. His brother and partner in crime is Sausage Swiper, and he does the same thing. He comes in the middle of the night and takes off with your sausage. We assume that's food, but you never know. Another creeper sibling is Window Peeper, and he's everything he is advertised to be. He could be watching you at any time. His brother is known as Doorway Sniffer, a terrorist with an unusually large and talented nose, one known for sniffing out leaf bread, a traditional Icelandic Christmas treat. If he sniffs it, it's as good as gone. Another brother is known as Meat Hook, and he's one kids really look out for. He'll snag any kind of meat that you have hanging around, but he's also been known to use his talents on children too, much to their Christmas horror. And the last brother is known as Candle Stealer, whose only wish is to leave children in the dark so that all his brothers can do their misdeeds without being seen. This wicked and evil family is completed by their pet, known as the Christmas Cat. This feline, who has something of a taste for children herself, will eat only once a year and waits until Christmas morning to feast. She will watch, and any child who does not receive an article of clothing on Christmas morning could be dragged off by the Christmas Cat. This is why, to this day, Icelandic kids beg their parents for socks for Christmas. I don't get that one, but it's horrific nonetheless. These traditions may seem like good, clean fun to the hobby horrorist, but they are completely serious in Icelandic tradition. In fact, so much so that in 1746, the government there had to pass a law against parents using the legend of Grýla and her twisted posterity to intimidate Icelandic children. The law was necessary because so many kids were so terrified that they refused to even go outside their homes during the month of December. So Grýla has been softened ever so much over the centuries, and she has sent her sons, I guess, for a little sensitivity training. They are now known these days for coming to town and leaving gifts for good children in their shoes, a kind of Christmas nod to the traditions of the Dutch, and by leaving a rotten potato for those who were naughty. Kids aren't buying it today any more than they bought it 300 years ago. Those 13 brothers all have their creepy attributes still, and they aren't nice guys to keep around, even if they are dropping off gifts. In modern-day Reykjavik, they have traditional symbols and decorations like Christmas trees and lights, but they also have projected on the walls of the buildings all over the city the images of the Yule lads trying to get inside. They look like fun, harmless little cartoon characters now, but the legends of their deeds cannot escape the minds of the kids there. No doubt, in a likely not-too-distant future, we'll have a feature film showcasing this horror story of Christmas. How can they resist with all of those characters? But for now, we'll just have to keep them where they are in the theater of the mind. Thank you for joining us on this brief exploration of connecting Christmas and Halloween, and tune in soon to the full nearly 1 hour episode of exploring more of Christmas and Halloween together. That episode is coming soon to the Merry Forums of My Merry Christmas, and like all 50 plus episodes of our Merry podcast, it will be for our premier members only and year-round listeners of Kringle Radio, our commercial-free Christmas radio station. If you have a question, comment, or Christmas to share, don't hesitate to drop me an email at jeff@merrypodcast.com. For MyMerryChristmas.com, this is Jeff Westover wishing you and yours a very Merry Christmas.